Okay, the topic for today is the chazaka mentioned here in the Gemara Samech Dalet and Beis that Isha Sha'amar Lebaal Gireshtani and Emenes. The Gemara says there's a chazaka Eina Isha Mi'iza Paneh V'nei Baila. It's a fascinating concept. First marker on the sheet, the dinner of Hamnuna, that a woman says to her husband she's divorced, she's believed, because we have a chazaka, she wouldn't be Me'iz Paneh V'nei Baila. And the Gemara says this chazak is limited hecha de leka de misayla, val hecha de misayla, mi'izim mi'izim. So it's only if she, it's a standalone chazak. If there's misayla, it doesn't work. This din is very, very surprising. I mean, if ish is ish, darush of erva, you need two edim. Suddenly, we have a chazakah, she wouldn't lie. It's mentioned a couple of times in Shas, without anybody arguing. Seems like that's the halacha. Although in one place, in the Darim Sariyalach, next Makar, Rav Nuna has halacha is mentioned, and then Rava argues. If you look at the second Makar, Amar Rav Nuna Tashma, Omer is Tmea Anilach, a woman says she had an affair, she wants to get divorced because she had an affair, she's ushered her husband. So Afilu Lamishna Akrona, Ketani Lamehemna, we don't trust her, we think she's just trying to say she didn't really have an affair, she's just trying, she wants a divorce, so she said that. Hasam Hudu Meshakra, Diyada Devalu Yada, she's probably lying, her husband doesn't know. And she's lying. Avagavi Girashtani, if a woman says that her husband divorced her in front of her husband, Mehamnat, Chazaka in Isha, Me'iza Paneh Vishne Baila. Amali Rava, Adrava, Filo Mishnah Rishonik, Tani Hemna, Hasa Mishun Dala, Vidil Vzui Navsha, says Rava, Farkert. That if a woman says she was raped, or she had an affair, so she's according to the Mishnah Rishonik, she is believed. Because she wouldn't want to say she had an affair, she's incriminating herself. Of a hacha, the zimni, the talking flow, and a gavra, maybe she has a big fight with her husband. And so meiza, she said she's divorced, but she's really just lying through a teeth. So the halacha of Rav Nuna is mentioned, like I said, numerous times in Shas, and the Gemara assumes to assume it. It's a dar pasha. No question. In the Gemara in Darim, Rava argues. He seems to argue with the chazaka of Rav Nuna. If you have a machlokas between Rava and Rav Nuna, I don't know if there's a klali psak with this, but Rava is obviously one of the main amoraim. It would seem that we pass on like Rava. At the same time, methodologically, the Gemara keeps on mentioning this principle and never arguing on it. So that's also gives a certain amount of weight to this principle: is halacha like Rav Nuna or not? This is really a side topic. I just wanted to begin with it because it really. I'll explain in a minute why I began with it. But the Meiri in Ksuvas Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph points out that there's in fact a debate in the Moraim, something we are familiar with, we just saw. Leinin gufa de shmud Rav Nuna, harvi ma'arim aleh. Many people wonder, is Rav Nuna's halacha correct? Shalalitza kamosu klal v'eish azish v'fnei isha davar atma zar lahem. It's very strange to paskin a woman just says she's divorced and we're going to believe her. You need to aid him. Kasha lahem v'fnei isha imkein lo hinach da bas li yashevez tachas baila. Any woman wants divorced, I'll just say that you divorced me. So the Meiri goes on to quote numerous Gemaras where we assume like Rav Nuna, by us and Tzavach Dalet, later on in the Masechta and Daf Peites and the Gemara in Ksubas Chaf Gimel Chaf Beis and Devi Avamos. So he says the Meiri, "Ein Safik Shalacha Ravachas Lo Shum Pikvuk Uvachol Makom Talmud Aruch Biadenu Lisa Kar Rav Nuna." That's the halacha. Mitavshik Asavnu. He quotes our Gemara. So the Meiri says the halacha is like Rav Nuna. Even though Rav argues, the halacha is like Rav Nuna. If you look at the Rosh, though, in Adarim, he wants to say maybe Rava doesn't even argue. Even though Rava here argues, he's uncomfortable with the fact that we're going to pass against Rava. He says, oh, maybe Rava really just said it as a kasha, but he didn't really hold of it. Okay, could be. The Afili Polig, even if Rav argues, Hilchos Rav Nuna, we're going to pass it from Nuna. We call Halin Raya Shevesi, recorded a number of Rayas. Okay. So, Lamaisa, we assume Hilchos Rav Nuna. Let's analyze what the Makar of the Nemonis is. Aisha Sha'amra Yifnei Vaila Gerashtani. She's believed, Chazaka. So, what are you telling her? Why would we believe her? So, when I was thinking about this, I was wondering, do we have any parallels? It's often helpful to look for a parallel type of chazaka. So, in Dine Momonos, we have a principle of call for a call. Right? If I come, I say, listen, you owe me $100. You say, I don't know who you are, La Adam. What's the halacha? Do you take a shvua? So in the Torah, there's no shvua. Ah, if I come to you and I say, you owe me $100, you say, oh, I owe you 50. So then there's a din the reisa, shvua the reisa, mother mixes. What's the difference between kovar b'kol and mother mixes? So the Gemara says in numerous places, I have it here, ksubas yichas on the sheet, the Amar Rabba, we think, ma'amar Torah, mother mixes, tiny shava, chazak, ina the maize, pana, v'fei malchovo, had the kula, b'ay l'kfure. A person really doesn't have the guts to say that he's maize pana, to deny it. So really, he wants to deny it, but he can't. If had the kafre, mishum zla ina the maize pana, the understanding of the Gemara, Rabba's halacha, is that the din d'oraisa is based on an assumption that ain't on the maize panav nevachovo. So I say you owe me $100, you say 50, you really want to say you want to deny it, but you can't bring yourself to deny it. You want to pay. You don't have all the money. So I say 50 to buy yourself some time until you get another 50. That's the assumption. That's the din of Edom Meis Panav and Yivel Chobo. And here there's a well-known machlokas between Rashi and 2 days in Tosfos how this works. So look at verse number 6. He quotes Rashi. The Edom Meis Lefi She Asala Tova. Right? Yeah.
And that mocker means Edom Meis Panav, so that's why he's lying and only saying 50?
He can't be maize panav to say lahadam. If you say lahadam, you're potter for shvua. Because nobody, if you're saying lahadam, you still mean you're telling the truth. Because nobody has the guts to be maize lagamri. At the same time, you don't have the money, so you're not going to say all 100. You don't have to pay. You say, I'll pay you, in first installment.
It's 50 is the reason we should believe you because you're not being maize. That's right.
Exactly. So the Rashi learns, Rashi Nagozel, the Tosaf quotes it there, the end of the maize, lafisha also la tova. The guy who was stuck, he needed money, and a friend of his lent him money. So you feel a certain sense of a karsa tov, a personal connection. So you're not going to then say, I don't know who you are. Nobody has that much chutzpah. The guy helped you out in time of need, and now you're going to deny the tova. So Tosfos disagrees with that, because according to that svara, the din of avodah mitzvahs would only apply to halva. Right? If a kofar b'kol, avodah mitzvahs is in a pikadon. I'm going out of town, I give you two watches to watch for me, two Rolexes. Come back and you say, "Oh yeah, you only had me watch one." So you take a shvua. But if I only gave you one and you denied it, it's kofar b'kol and you're potter. Why are you kofar b'kol? Why are you kofar b'kol? Is potter? You didn't do him any favor. I did him a favor. I was watching his watch. Again, I'm leaving town. I give you a Rolex. I come back and say, "Where's my Rolex?" And you say, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you are. What's the halacha? Does he take a shvua or not?" He's potter. His putter. There was no tova done. So that's what Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's svar. And Tosfos quotes from a number of Gemaras that the kofar b'kol applies to pikadon as well. Says Tosfos, "I will pikadon maize. The im kain with pikadon moed mixas nami yapater. The migod ibai kofar b'kol. With b'kol tuch the mash with the moed mixas chayev with pikadon." Right. The Gemaras that Tosfos quotes assume that if I gave you two Rolexes and I said I only was given one to watch, I have to take a shvua, even though I didn't do any, no tova was done, right? Ella Omer Rabbeinu Tam Dahainu Kigon Chazaka Shein Ayisha Meiza Vaneh Ifnei Vayla Shein Adam Panim Lachbor Hakol. A person doesn't have the audacity to lie outright. People have a certain sense of integrity. They're not gonna lie totally. They'll do a white lie, they'll do a half a lie, but they're not gonna lie totally. V'riva Pirish Ein Adam Meiz Heicha Shachaviru Makir B'Shikru. The Riva is a different hesber. It's not a question about internal honesty that a person has, but it's more a question of externally, you're not going to lie to somebody's face if he knows you're lying. You don't have the guts, you don't have the audacity to lie to somebody when he knows you're lying. So Tosfos points out that the difference between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva would be a case where a person was given a pikadon and he claims it was nanas. It's gone, nanas, I'm pater. I was a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar. It's nenas, I'm pata. So if you learn like the Riva, ein adam meiz hecha shachavero makir b'shikra, the balei pikadon doesn't know what happened. So maybe he would lie. You just can't lie to somebody's face if he knows you're lying. You can't look at the guy in the eyes and lie to him. Here, he has no idea what happened. But according to Rabbi Tam, it's more internal, that a person doesn't have the audacity to lie totally. A person will lie, make a white lie, make a half a lie, but he's not going to lie totally. So to say nansu, when really it's in your basement, A person wouldn't do that. I would not mean to the riva. Here's how we're not learning that sugi now, just for the record. But we have over here three pshatim. Why is it that ain't on the maze pana became a hobo? Is it that he didn't do a favor? Or is it just the person has internal integrity that they're not going to lie? Or that you're not going to lie to somebody when he knows you're lying? You can't look the guy in the eyes. If he doesn't know, maybe you will lie. But if you can't look the guy in the eyes and lie to him. Those are three pshatim. Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and the riva. So I was wondering, is this a good parallel? The fact that you think of a parallel is always a good starting point. It doesn't always end up that it's actually, parallel in terms of the shittas. But here I actually found some of the Farshim quoting this discussion in our context. I was happy to find that. But there's a fourth pshat, and that is found here in the Rosh. The Rosh I began with, and that's why I began with it, wonders why we paskin like Rav Hamnuna if Rava argues. So the Rosh says, according to number four, maybe Rava didn't really argue, it's just a kasha. Then he says, maybe Taka argues. So why are we paskin like him? Says the Rosh, it's a good svar for Rav Hamnuna, to believe the woman. The fil of Mishnah Achrona, he tovash, she garshena, bala, vechashina, and shema, natna, eneva, acha, vetenasela. A case where a woman says she had an affair, she wants to get a get, to marry another guy. And she's going to get married beheter. After her first husband gives her a get, she'll get married beheter. A woman wouldn't have the
chutzpah to say that she's divorced and to go out and marry another guy, and her whole life she'll live it as Eish Ish.
So the Rosh is a different take. So we have four svaras here. Why is it that Isha Ha'ara b'fnei v'ayla yerashani Isha's the event? What is this chazaka? She'ena Isha me'iza b'fnei v'ayla. The first pshat is the question of the relationship. The yachas, Rashi, just like when a balchov feels indebted to the malda, he's not going to lie. The woman feels indebted to her husband. She has a relationship with him. She's not going to lie.
Nobody's making those connections, right? Nobody made those connections.
So, I thought of Misvara, but there are those who make the connection. We'll see soon. I'm walking you through this because I think it's invaluable methodologically. That when you have a chazaka, you look at, to see a parallel, to see if it's the same or different. And sometimes it's a dead end, but that's also valuable to see how it's different. Here I think it might be the same, potentially. Rashi says the achas. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a question of personal integrity. The person won't lie. Just like a person won't lie a kofar b'kol, so too a person won't lie and say gereshtani. It's how do you say in Hebrew? Personal integrity. Nemanos. She has nemanos. She has nemanos. The riva by Enon Lameis Panav Nechovo says it's a question of not wanting to lie to somebody's face. Right. Doesn't seem like necessarily you'll be willing to lie if he wasn't there. You just won't lie to his face. So it's not really nemanos, but it's more like ein mishaker b'fnei hayodeya shikra, meaning a person has a certain sense of embarrassment to lie in front of somebody who knows that you're lying. Nobody knows, why not? And the Rosh, the fourth pshat, doesn't really fit with the words.
Rinatam also is, it's not just abstract, like whether a person will tell the truth or not. It does also have to do with the relationship. It's just less about whether or not the other person knows that you're lying or not, as opposed to just like looking someone in the face and like you feeling like, even if the other, you're lying to someone and you know that they don't know you're lying, but still, like, how can I lie to them?
If it wasn't in front of the other person, maybe the Rebbe wouldn't say it. So we're going to get to that, in a minute.
Right.
It's not clear every time. He's just saying that he's a very ambitious understanding of human nature. People wouldn't lie.
No, because it's in law of them, lichbor panim. It takes a little bit of brazenness to look someone in the face and outright lie to them, which isn't necessarily the case when like you're just lying to a third party who's not relevant here.
Right. Right.
Like, it's not necessary.
Okay, I want to get back to that in a moment, but it's a good point. It's a very good point. I was taking Rabbi Tam a little further The fourth try is the Rosh. The Rosh says a woman doesn't want to, she's mefachadet, or she's afraid of the Isra'ish Ish. So we believe her because, again, if you look at the Rosh, it's not clear in the Rosh if this is like a second chazaka. We have a chazaka, Eina Isha Me'ida, Me'iza Penev Ba'ilah. And also, a woman wanna be mekalkal herself. The way the Me'iri quotes it is like there are two separate chazakas here.
Nir is very bothered by this. So this, how can we just leave this woman? So, oh yeah, another chazaka, that a woman wouldn't be a mechanical herself. If in the Miri sounds like I have two separate svaras. The way the Rosh quotes it, it sounds like it's a tam tov to Hilchas HaKarav Avnuna. You could understand this saying, this is gufalus, what I'm saying, I'm viewing as integrated svaras, not like as a separate chazaka. Okay. Now, obviously, in terms of the words, the Rosh is the most difficult, right? What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Chazaka eina isha ve'iza v'chanea.
So
he learned what it means is because it's such a zish, right? It's not obvious.
What
makes
it such a chutzpah is that she's looking her husband in the face and saying, I'm willing to...
So I would say, chazaka in Asia, Mikhail Kalas is asked, but the Gemara has to show us like that.
That's not true. It's chazaka that an isha won't be mafkira atzma. In, like, that's like an extra level of chutzpah. Like, it'd be one thing to lie to her husband. It's another thing to lie to her husband when the stakes are that she's looking in the face and that I know I'm going to be an HSH for the rest of my life and I'm lying straight to the face of it.
So do you think it integrates or do you think they're separate?
For the Rush, I thought it was the same thing.
I also think it integrates, but I'm saying... So you're saying that, you know, that's Lashon doesn't bother.
That's why it's Chazaka Shalom Tomer Ishul of Bailog Yerushalayim.
Okay, fine. Okay, so you're saying the Lashon isn't so dochak, that's what it means.
Right.
Okay, but the simple Pshat of the Lashon, I think, fits more with the first Pshatim, that it's not a question of the Isra Eish Hasidus, it's more, you know, whether or not she is brazen to lie, either because of Akar Satov or relationship, or just in general integrity, or in terms of lying to somebody who knows that you're lying, you don't have that type of chutzpah. Okay, so four Pshatim here, how this halacha works. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas. The first is a question of interesting cases. If you look here in the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech was edited by a Talmud of his, Rav Yaakov Kuli. He wrote the Milam Noes. So he has a lot of ha'aras, often in the Mishnah Melech. You see like these parentheses? That's his Talmud. The Amar Ha'orech, Aleph Hei. So he has two Sveikos and Achronim. If you look, first we'll start at the end, the last, second last line, Vida, after three dots. Shekasav Rav David Arma b'Veura b'Pirkin l'chora hayanira l'chalek gamkein bein arusa l'nesua. Kemen shadayin ein lachiba ein chazaka gedola kol kach ela shelo matzasi mishacholek v'yesh l'ham. So Rav David Arma wonders if a woman is just engaged, she's not married yet, she's just engaged, and now she says you divorced me, will we believe her? So he says there's no chiba. She doesn't have that type of relationship. It's all about the relationship that I think fits well with Rashi. It's about the relationship. So maybe the relationship of a married woman would tell us that she wouldn't lie. Maybe a woman who's just engaged. Could be. If you look at the beginning, he quotes the Ramaz, Yistapei HaRamaz of Moshe Zchus, B'Sefer Ezes Nashim, Ba'arusa Shekidsha Avia Ktana, V'hi pashta yada v'kibla kiddushia v'fnei aros shela de dilma lo itmar ha-chazaka elek shi kiddusha atzma devoshu imenu kevin to kibla imenu kesef kiddushia v'nenes v'kiddushav omisiv lorosav v'kshe lo ninenes imenu me'iza adkan l'shonu. So he quotes from Rav Moshe Rav Moshe's host from the Ramaz. He was like a makobol in Italy. When people say the Ramaz today, they think about Rav Moshe Zalman Margolis, who the rabbi of KJ. The Ramaz school is named after him. There was an earlier Ramaz, Rav Moshe Schos, who, like I said, was a Makobol, and he has a very interesting svara. He says, listen, not just by an arus. First, the second point that he makes with David Arma is about an arusa. He said, arusa shekibla avia kedusha. This woman was 6 years old when her father was in Kabbalah. The woman didn't even get the ring. Who got the ring? Father. So now she's 8 years old. She says, Gerish Tani. So talk about no yachas. She didn't even get the ring. You know, by a regular arusa, okay, she got the ring. Maybe she has a connection. This girl didn't even get the ring. She says, Gerish Tani. Would we believe her? Says Rav Moshe Eschus, maybe not. Ma'ayin yira
be'enav. She did. She was pashta yada. He says, and she knew about it certainly, but it didn't go to her shows.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if she know about it. You say even more, but you're right. Ein ekonami. But I don't know if you know what it means pashta yada, because at the end of the day, the father can kaddish with 100
dahs. No, I'm just saying.
You're right. Ein ekonami. You're absolutely right. Okay. I just said it to lachrif it. So here I was very happy to see this. He quotes this din of Eina Meis Panav. Upirish Rashi, Dahainu Mishum, Shekiva Bimenu Tovas Hana. The Tosus, Perakanizaki, and Dachu Dvarov. Upirish Dahainu Mishum, the Yadav of Bishakri, Perakbezakhsubis, Hishva Tosus Kazak, Eina the Meis, the Kazaka, the Eina Isha, the Isa. Tosus himself makes this comparison. The Kaven Shekain, Yire, the Avhecha, the Avia, Kivel Kidusha, Eina Meisa. So the Rav Yaakov Kuli, the Oreich of the Mishnah Mela, says it's not true. It has nothing to do with the personal connection. Meaning, he quotes the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos by this din of Ein on the Meis Panav, and he says we hold like Tosfos, which to me just begs the question: what would Rashi say? So that's why I wanted to revive Rashi. Rashi holds again. Rashi is a difficult cheetah. You have to figure out how it works because of them. Rashi holds Ein on the Meis because of the relationship. So if that's true by alone, I would say Kol Shekein, you know, Kal V'chomer, it's true by marriage. So they have a relationship. Eina the Meis, because of the relationship. So the Sfeikos, first Nafkamina, the Sfeikos that are brought here in the Mishnah Melech, either Arusa or Arusa Ketana, even more of a Safek. You know, I would say Arusa Ketana, that she didn't even know the guy. That the father, you know, she was sleeping at home, and the father was a Kaddisher, even that's not what he's talking about. If it's about Eishes Ish, if it's about not lying, fine. The Chazak would hold true. But if it's about the relationship, there is a relationship here, right? So maybe she would be willing to lie, and that's why these Achronim question whether or not Itaka is true. Okay.
It's hard to say. Like, what do you mean? How do you know if there's a relationship or not? The relationship is theirs, and that's the legal relationship. We're not judging, like, we're not like going around like doing like marriage, like, you know, like couple counseling and seeing like the level of chiba between them.
I mean, first of all, the David Armal speaks about chiba. He thinks that's significant, and I think that the Ezra Sid Nashim also.
It has to be objective standards. I mean, it's not. It doesn't matter. We're not. It's a low point. It doesn't make a difference if she never met him or she's been living with him for the past 5 years. It's the same thing of Arusa.
Okay, I definitely think that these fakers of these acronym fit well if you assume like Rashi. You're still questioning, even like that, it has to have some objective standard right here. But I still think, otherwise it's hard to understand why they're making these claims. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's strange to me. I would think that it's pashut that the whole point is that when you have a financial relationship with someone, so the only thing that binds you together is some type of like tova that you did for you. That legally, like that's the only thing. Right? He has nothing to do with you. But Arusa, like Mashna, like Alpi Din, the Tovas Hana went to the father, went to the Isha. Like, do we say that like 10 years down the line, like what's keeping their relationship together is the initial Kabbalah Sakidusha?
I don't know what's keeping it together, but it definitely is part of the history. And there's no history here.
I'm saying that's the thing that's keeping the relationship together. About it though, the relationship is their erisin. That's the relationship.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear what
you're saying. Relationship isn't the monetary relationship.
Of course, but that created the relationship. And here she had no...
I found it very strange.
Okay. You'll find something this even more strange then. Right. If you look at your question?
Yeah, just is it clarified? In a case where she's a katana, there wasn't a cow of the money, then according to Rashi, she wouldn't have a chazaka?
That's I'm claiming, yeah.
Tom,
she wouldn't. Exactly, that's what I'm claiming. Nothing is questioning that whether or not that's true. And I hear the heart. There is a very glaring problem in the Gemara. If you read the, you know, in terms of the Shagat Tarya, the Gemara in our sugya is speaking about a shlish, right? The husband doesn't know if the shlish gave the get. And the Gemara quotes dinner from Luna. So she's not amazed with any Baal. The Baal has no idea. So that's the Kasha of the Rishash. It's an important Kasha. So the Rishloma Eger, Kiv Eger's son, quotes a teretz in the name of the Bate Kahuna, that in this case, there's a chazaka that's shlichos and shlichusa. The Gemara says the chazaka isn't so strong. We only say l'chom ra'at l'kula. No, but coupled with Isha Me'iza and Ayla, so together we can apply this din, which is a very strange terrace because it's 0 and 0 is 0. We don't say if Chazaka Shlichos and Shlichos is not enough, Lekula, so we're going to say, well, coupled with the Ein and the Me'iz,
It's hard to understand how it works. So there's another teres of this kasha by the Eidus B'Yakov. The Eidus B'Yakov is quoted here by Rav Avadia. He was the son of the Lecha Mishnah. Son of the Lecha Mishnah.
What was the rabbi speaking at?
The tshuva is talking about a woman who claims her husband is having relations with her when she's in Nida, and she wants to get divorced. And the husband denies it. And the question is that similar to Nitmesi, or is that similar, which we wouldn't believe, or is that similar to Ein Ish Me'iza, which we would believe? We'll get back to in a few minutes. But he quotes the Eidus V'Yakov, who says a very fascinating thing. It's true the husband didn't know in this case. How do we apply the chazaka from Nun if the husband doesn't know? The shlish knows if he gave the get. So the Eidus V'Yakov suggests the chazaka ina isha meiza b'fnei v'vayla is not just thin in the bow. She wouldn't lie to anybody who knows she's lying. The shlish knows. Again, it's a little complicated in our sugya because the shlish thinks everybody's claiming that the divorce happened, right? Meaning, so it's a little bit confusing how to apply this to in our sugya. But he wants to expand this chazaka bottom line from the Baal to the shlish. That's how he's learning the sugya. How it works out is a little bit sarachian. But why was the Gemara quoting from Luna? Oh, because she's going against the shlish. Now, I want to point out that if it's a question of not lying, you're not going to lie like the Rebbe Tam, or not lying in front of somebody who knows you're lying, like the Riva, or even like the Rosh, question of Ish is Ish, then all that makes sense. But if you assume, when I'm arguing this Rashi Shita, potentially, Rashi of Ein Adam Meis, Padre Vachalko, we're going to say here too, Ein Adam Meis, because of the relationship, so what type of relationship do you have with the Shlish? No relationship. So therefore, it's hard to say we're going to expand the concept of Ein Ahisha V'Iza between Baila to the Shlish. So these cases that we're going to discuss, I think the first two, the Tzvekos of the Mishnah Melech, fit well with Rashi, and this Eidus Yaakov wouldn't fit with Rashi. Okay, so I want to put Rashi on the side. Again, I don't think Rashi is really the mainstream Shita. Also in the sugya of Ein Adam Meis Padam V'Machovo, it's not really considered a main Shita. I want to analyze for the rest of the Chabura these three Shitas, Rebbe Tam, the Riva, and the Rosh, and figure out some nafkaminas between them. Okay, so let's put on the board. We have over here this question of Arusa, or Arusa, Shekibla, Katana Arusa, Shekibla, Via Kizusha, the Safik of the Sfekos of the Mishnah Melech, and we have the Din of Shlish, we say in the maze between Shlish. All these things, I think the first two would fit with Rashi and the last one would be against Rashi in terms of the presentation. Okay. I want to discuss, like I said, a couple of other nafkamins. The Gemara quotes this din of Rav Nuna in two contexts. One is a simple case where a woman says to her husband she's divorced. The Gemara later on in Samach on Peites has a case where a woman was Mekabel Kedusha b'fnei Baila. Kedushin fin baila, meaning a woman is apparently married to this guy, and some guy shows up, he says, I want to marry you, and she takes the ring. So the Gemara applies for Amnuna, that she wouldn't take the ring, and it's basically like she's telling her husband he divorced her. So those are two cases in the Gemara. The Rishonim try to apply it to other cases. So, for example, Tosfos in Yivama Samachem Beis wonders, what's the halacha if a woman says that her husband can't be with her? He's not able to reach an erection. He doesn't have koach gavrus. So do we say that we believe her and she can get a divorce? Or do we say, no, mapitom, we don't trust that she's telling the truth. Maybe she just wants to get divorced and she's just like a woman says she had an affair. We don't believe her. So too, she's maybe lying. So Tosa says, im to'enes she'eino yachol izakek, a woman claims her husband can't be intimate with her, pasku raboseinu d'ne'emenes, אפילו למשנה האחרונה, דווקא שטוען שאין יורא כחץ, כשאין שם משקרס, כפי שבא אלו יודה, משקרס, כדמי מסוכן דורים. ומלסו, דיודה בו, דמשקרס, דמשקרה נאמנס מרפם נונה, כפי שאין האישה מאיזה פן אפני בעילה. Says Tosus, we learned from the dinner from Luna that a woman wouldn't lie to her husband in something he knows. He knows if he can be intimate with her. She would, if it's not true, she would never say it. Just like she knows, he knows if he gave her a get, so too, he knows if he can be intimate with her. If he can, she would never lie. But the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuva's Rashba that disagrees. V'tshuva acheres kasav to'enes she'enu yokol b'an yoseinu ein b'yadinu raya machrachas. So it's an interesting lesson. We're impoverished in our knowledge. We can't necessarily let her get divorced. Im kofinosa l'hotsu, we can't force them to get. L'mishnah krona im lav. L'fisha mishnah shashaninu ba ha-shamayim b'ini uveincha. The mishnah, at the end of the Darim, speaks of the case where she says ha-shamayim b'ini uveincha. The sky is between us. What does that mean? So, the Yerushalmi learns that's a case where she's claiming that he can't be intimate with her, and there the Mishnah says they don't let her get divorced. It's unclear what it means. Shamayim beinu veincha. It just means they can't have children, and then it's not a legitimate reason for a divorce, or that he can't be intimate, and then it would be. And Yerushalmi thinks that even in a case of not being intimate, you won't necessarily force the man to give a get, and therefore. The Rashba and Shufa says that this is not a legitimate claim, meaning it's a legitimate claim, but it's not a claim that can guarantee her a get. If she says that the man's not being intimate and he's arguing, says he is, we won't allow her to get divorced. We won't force him to give a get. So what's the machlokas here about? How would this fit into our chakira? Harchava, right? I'm going to expand to other cases. Ein lo koach gavus. The woman is saying the man can't be intimate with him, with her. So if it's a function of lying, does a woman have the guts to lie to somebody? No. Regardless of any time, she wouldn't lie. But what was the svar from the Rosh? The Rosh says a woman wouldn't lie to be an Ish Zish her whole life. In this case, what happens? She's saying that God can't be intimate with her. Therefore what?
Divorce him.
Divorce me. She has a get. There's no way to say Ish Zish anymore. She has nothing stopping her from lying. She wants to get divorced. So she says, she learned the Mishnah Rachrona, that if she says she had an affair, it won't help her. So instead of saying she had an affair, she's going to say that the guy can't be intimate with her. Fine. She'll get divorced and she'll move on with her life. There's nothing stopping her. The Rosh understands what's stopping her is the fear of living as an Eish Zish her whole life. Here she's going to get divorced. So if you hold like the Rosh, it would make more sense to hold like the Tshuva Sarashba, that she shouldn't be believed. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Riva, then it makes sense to sound like Tosfos. Just for intellectual honesty, there is a Tshuva Sarash that sounds like Tosfos, so it kind of doesn't work out. So I'm not really sure what to make of that, but okay. The next afkamina is the case I mentioned before that Ravadi deals with. It's funny, you know, he dealt with Mamish with a real case where the woman comes to court, you read the Tshuva, you start to Mamish, like, you start tearing. The woman said, describes the woman, like, is crying in bedstead, and how the husband is raping her when she's a nida, she wants to get divorced, the husband says it's not true. And then he quotes a Ferish Ritzva, the Ritzva talks about this before. He quotes the Ritzva, source number 11, Yesh Lamedim Od Mikan, from the Dinner for Rabnuna, the Im Tana Al Baal Shekofu Meshamshasu Nida, a woman claims that her husband is having relations with her when she's a nida. She's believed. She gets the get and she gets her ksuba. Since the husband knows whether or not he's indeed having relations with her when she's a nida, so she wouldn't lie. She wouldn't lie. So here too. Right, the question is forcing him to get. So if you learn like the Rabbi Yerutam of the Riva, say, I can say, Nafamina. If you learn like the Rabbi Yerutam of the Riva, should we believe her or not?
You should believe her.
If you learn like the Rosh, what's stopping her from lying is the Eish Zish. In this case, she's going to get a get. And therefore, the Chora, she wouldn't have the Amadis. From this angle, it could be there are other ways to get, but we wouldn't be able to use Ravunas Din to help her in this case. And the last, Nafamina, they're all very similar, is the Imre Bina. The Imre Bina was a Remeir Orbach. He was the Rav here in Yerushalayim about 150 years ago. The Rav of the city of Yerushalayim in the time of the Av Beis Din. Shmuel Salant was the Rav of the city. He's Mishpachat of Shlomo Zalman, not a direct cousin of Shlomo Zalman, but again, 150 years ago. So he has an interesting question. Istapakti im Eved Omer L'Rava Shachar Toti. The Eved says, you freed me. Dine im Neman Gam Ki Bitam Chazagazu. Mistimas Aposki Mashma De Inu Neman. There's an iser to Meshachar and Evet. On one hand, the Evet wouldn't be mazed between I don't know. But on the other hand, we have a Chazaka, the guy wouldn't, Evet wouldn't violate the iser of the iser essay of the Olam Hem Tavodu. And then he says, well, according to the Ran, Hecha the Omer of Oven Shein Over Be'ese, Kigon the Shichra, Osam Bedomim, Lodas Aran, Ein Over, it's called Iser Hu, Mishim Lo Sechonim. Maybe it's different, maybe there's no iser of setting a free, an Evet free, unless you're doing it for altruistic purposes. If you're doing it for financial purposes, like they pay you, so maybe it's mutter, then he would. So he's handling, does a Chazaka, Ve'ena Isha, Me'iza, Ve'ena, Ve'ena, apply to an Evet, Ein Evet, Me'iz Pana, Ve'ena, Adon. So, how do you the same thing. It's just a question of lying, right? Then what? Chazaka Ein Evet Meiz Bifnei Adon. Does this apply or not? So what are you telling me? If it's a function of not lying when the person knows the truth,
he's
believed. He would never lie. He's Adon. Where if it's like the Rosh, a function of the Isra'ish is Ish, so it's obviously not relevant, it wouldn't look like. Okay? What do you mean?
So he's not really free to carry a matter as he's
It's the Isser of Kaddish.
Yeah.
There's a Machlokes in Rishonim what the Isser of Kaddish is. Let's see a Kaddisha. Right? Is it an Evet? Or is that Panim Pnui, the Rambam? Okay, so it could be, but I don't know if that's the same level of Isser that would. Okay. And he might not have to. I mean, doesn't have to necessarily get married. He wants to just live free. I mean, although,
I would also think it's different because this whole din of Yishal and Nevada, it's within the sugya of Etsisha Hikilu.
Okay.
Meaning, how could we rely on a chazak? At the end of the day, whatever you think the chazak is, how is a chazak good enough? Right. So the answer is that it's like Meis Vayli. It's the same meaning. That
so you're saying Hakatesi would apply.
Right.
It's a very shechidish that you would apply.
Right.
Right. So you say, even if you learn like a Beit Tam, even if you learn Riva, you're still saying it's a Chiddush. It's not questioned at all what he's saying.
Right.
It's interesting that he's really thinking so far. If it is not obvious, it's important. Oh.
It's a cool adapting Ishas from the...
That's not that I'm suggesting. It makes sense. I mean, the Sukkia, when you think about it in the context of Ishas Ish and the Darshan Erva, it's like a very big Chiddush. And that's why...
Yeah, you need Eden. Nevanas isn't good enough. It's Ish and Kilu. That's like it comes up in his family, the same thing.
Right. Okay. Another nafkamina is the question.
Imer Bina for sure extended it. Right?
Pardon?
Imer Bina for sure extended it.
For sure, he's donning up. He doesn't. Natan would categorically reject it. Like Hekatesi, it's a dinner in Ishus.
Right.
In Ishus, we want to be Megil, but the Imer Bina seems to be dealing with whether or not it could extend as well. Fine. Befanov Shalom Befanov is another nafkamina. The Gemara, the Lashon, is Chazaka Eina Isha Me'iza Panea Bifnei Baila. Bifnei Baila. Is the Bifnei Baila critical? So there are two Gemaras that seem to indicate that there's a machlokas about this. If you look at the source number 13, Lo Dekuli Alma Islu Dirhamdun, Gemara Makas. So one day, the second day of the Gemara is that the Hamnunas halach applies even Shalom Befanav. And likewise, the Gemara in Gittin Peites, Amar of Huna Ish Zisha Pashta Yadav Kivla Kedushin Me'acher, Mekudeshes Midrav Hamnuna, the case we mentioned before, that a woman accepts Kedushin, so it's as if she's saying she was divorced. To Amar Rhamnuna Isha Amar of the Baila Gershani Yemenes, Kazaka in Isha Me'iza Me'ila, the Idach Idvat Rav Hamnuna Befanav. So the Gemara in both cases seems to assume that there are 2 days. Does this apply only Befanav or even Shalom Befanav? So the Meiri in Ksubis, source number 15, points out that it seems that's the case. But Afal P deliver for Oshia Nitlu Basugiazushi Farish Divir Amnuna Afsh Lobafanov. Amalupaskinua Elofanov. It's true to such a day, we don't hold of it. We don't hold of it. The Tosfos in Gittin says even more sharp. He doesn't even want to assume the Sichadeya. V'im tovar v'chi d'rvhuna have d'rvhamnuna filo shalofana v'hatanan v'hedi v'perek bezik subis d'im yesh eidim sh'aysa eishas ish ein an emenes. Once you have eidim sh'aysa eishas ish, she wouldn't be believed. Lomar grushani, right? The pesha asa, pesha hitter means that if we didn't know she was married, she says she's married, then she says she's divorced, we believe her. But if we know she's married, we can't believe it. It has, right? V'yesh lomar d'vadli v'hamnuna lo airi el b'fonav. It's only b'fonav. We say the Rav Huna applies Shalom Afanav only Lahachmir. We'll be Machmir for Rav Huna. Meaning, in the case of a Chumra, we'll be Machmir. What's the case of a Chumra? What's the case of a Chumra? I don't remember.
Yeah, let's say, this is the case. Let's say she says Shalom Afanav, Kirshtani Badi, and she got remarried. So in that case, we're going to say she's not believed Mishum Rahununa vis-a-vis her first husband. Therefore, she needs a second get from her first husband. But we have to be machmir and require a get from the second person.
We have to be machmir to require a second person because maybe Taka. Okay, we said it. So Tosfos doesn't think that Rahununa applies the Kula. Shalom Afanav, only Lachomra Shalom Afanav. The Meiri seems to admit that there's such a day. It sounds like that from two Gemaras that Rav Hamnuna might apply Shalom Afanav. He just we don't pass in that way. Tosfos is more adamant that it's impossible. So what are you taina? If there's such a day, let's say according to the Meiri, does the din of Rav Hamnuna apply Shalom Afanav or even Shalom Afanav? So if you learn like the Rabbeinu Tam or the Riva, then Chora what? Chora has to be Afanav. Well.
Right.
For sure for the Riva. Again, really, this gets back to the point I discussed with Nathan in the beginning. Is there any time talking about personal integrity, regardless of whether or not the guy's in your face? Or no? Only when he's in your face, you have personal integrity. So that's a subtle question. But for the Riva, for sure, let's say. If the Shlomo Afanav, Rav Huna and Lacha wouldn't apply. Whereas if you look like the Rosh, that it's a question, she's not going to have a Kalasat, so she doesn't want to end up as an Ishizish. So even Shlomo Afanav, she's not stupid, she doesn't want to lie and then be an Ishizish for her whole life. So even Shlomo Afanav, it would apply, right? Afanav or Shlomo Afanav. So Lachara, if it's a din in Ishizish, like the Rosh, you would say Av Shlomo Afanav. And if it's the Riva or maybe Rabbeinu Tam, you'd say only Afanav. Okay. Now, it's actually interesting, if you look at the Rav Moshe, there's a machlokas of the later Rishonim, what Bafanav means. Does Bafanav mean in Besdin? Or the guy's in the city, he'll find out in 10 minutes. You know, it's a small village, she says in Besdin, and 10 minutes later, the whole city knows. Would she lie in that case too? So we'll get to source number 17. Kasav Binyamin Zev, one of the Greek Achronim, the Simon Kufrim Vav, the Bafanav La, Bafanav Mahamish, Ela Shia Baila Be'ir, the Sofa Leda. He's going to find out soon. On the Bechuvas Maharik, the Italian region, Kasav the Yesh Cholkin, Bechuvas Rivash, Kasav the Hedis, Lomik Rivan of Elishiyu, Shnei Yachar Vezins, where the Rivash says have to be invested. And the Binamin Zev says no, as long as you're in the city. Aval im Eina Bala Vezins, Shito Enes, Gerashtani, Ella, Gerash Nibali, I shouldn't say Gerash Tani, because she's not talking to her husband. Gerash Nibali, Ella Pirsim al Rabbi, Af al Pish, Aidei say Yo, Yvada Habal, Lomahemna, Filo into Enesachakapa Bal, Gria Tanasa, Ksash, Ule Aksha, Viza, Kadelachsuke, Shikra. So she lied initially because her husband wasn't there, and now even if her husband's there, it would help, because she already lied, she's going to like, she's, when you start lying, you dig yourself in the hole, and Lachsuke Shikra, she'll continue to lie. So, even if we, let's say, it's something like Tosa. There is no machlokes. Everybody agreed it has to be a fun. Tosfos assumes that Lakula, Rav Huna only said a fun. Maybe Lachum Rosh Hashanah fun. So he only said Lakula a fun. But what is fun? What's the Hagdara of a fun? Hagdaras Yafana. We have machlokes here. Is it fun of Mamish? Or is it Be'ir? Right? The Binyamin says Be'ir is enough. And the Rivash says fun of Mamish. So here too, I thought maybe we could connect it. If it's a function of your willingness to lie when you're staring the person in the eye, Bukhari, you have to be staring them in the eye. Meaning you have to, the Riva would certainly say in front of Mamash. Whereas if, let's say, the Rav Tam, for argument's sake, that, okay, you're not going to lie because you have personal integrity, what does that mean? You know, when the guy's around, it's like in between me and Natan. In between Natan, you're Mamash in front of him, maybe if he's in the city, you'll find out in 10 minutes, that's enough. You also wouldn't lie in that case, potentially. So I thought they were also interesting machlokas you could hinge on this chakir. And lastly, very important question. We say Rav Nuna says a woman's neman. In what regard is she neman? Can she get remarried? Or just in nisis v'tetzei? That's a machlokas rishonim. So look at the Rambam. Yeah, maybe Rav Nuna never said that a woman come to court, say, or geresh tani, and then go and get married. But if she got married, we won't make her a divorce. Meaning, so that's how Chokas Rambam arrived at, and others showed him. If you look at the Rambam here, this is the case from the Gemara Peites, Yifnei Baila. She's believed, she can get married. Okay, it doesn't work. Look at the Ravid, Amar Avram, and he Omer, She'ena Ne'menes, Elah She'tovsin Vakedushin. We don't say that a woman can get married based on this claim, Gerash Tani. She can't get married. If she got married, he won't make her get divorced. Omer Ani, She'ena Ne'menes, Elah She'tovsin Vakedushin, Aval I Lo Lihinase, V'lo Lito Ksuba. This is also a big discussion in the Rishonim, because you get the Ksuba. If you look here at the Tosvos, on Peites, Yish Lomar, Te'mehemna, sorry, this is Peites and Ksubas. Tosfos and Ksubas Peites. Yishlomer de lo mehimna ela dafka heicha de ein tovas ksubasa. Val tovas ksubasa lo mehimna. If a woman comes, she says, I want my money. And my husband, what money? Oh, my husband said he divorced me. Then we see that she's after the money, and we won't believe her. The shema machal schivun momon omer es king. Vach yamir m'isha shalcha meis bali tiruni linase matirin osa linase. Vinosa ksubasa. If a woman says, my husband died, then we say, okay, she also gets a ksuba. But if she says, give him a ksuba, because my husband died, she's interested in the money, awfully not saying material, we don't even let her get married. Da died to the ksuba and asi. So there's a big discussion, does she get the ksuba, does not get the ksuba? So what I thought was interesting, if you look at the Rashba, by us, in Samach Dalin, he says, Alma derapuna afla tirali nasi kamer. He assumes derapuna is even lechatkhila, like the Rambam, she can get married. This is like the Rosh. Meaning, again, the Va'od, the question is the Va'od a separate chazaka or is it integrated? I think it's integrated. She has a chazaka, she won't lie. And she also doesn't want to be mekalkal herself. And it fits well, that's why he thinks that she's mutter linase. Meaning, according to the Rosh, the whole point is that she wants to get married. So according to the Rosh, it's obvious that what? That it's a heter l'chatchila. If you hold like the Rav Tam or the Riva, okay, maybe l'chomra, we're not going to necessarily say even l'chatchila. And then the question of the ksuba and the tosefes ksuba, it's a discussion, but we'll leave it for now. So because what we saw here was the question of why Isha she'amra l'baila gerashtani ne'menes. Is it because of the relationship? Well, I think Rashi, you could learn based on Rashi by the sugya of Ein Adam Beis Pana v'Halachovo. Or is it because of internal nemanus, she wouldn't want to lie? Or is it because she wouldn't want to lie in front of somebody who knows otherwise? Or is it she's afraid of the Israeli Shazish and a couple of nafkaminas to this question? Beseder, Ad Kan.